Well, we return to the presidential election, and the Irish Independence Mary Regan is on the line. Mary, tonight the candidates will go head to head in the first TV debate of this campaign. It's on Virgin Media. But before we start talking about that, you've written that this has been a pretty lackluster campaign. The candidates, you say, have failed to impress. Is that where this campaign is at now?
Well, I think the candidates have failed to sort of inspire or grow into the campaign as of yet. But it's very early days. And just looking ahead to tonight's debate, I would say that this debate is fairly low stakes, given that it's coming so early on in the campaign. I was looking back last night to see where the debates or when the debates took place in previous campaigns, the past presidential campaigns going back to 1990, and I don't think I could find any that happened this early in the day. So I think that what that might mean is that, you know, first of all the room for error or for slip-ups or for anything that a candidate might regret saying, they still have the guts of 4 weeks between now and polling.
Yeah, well, you know, it is early days, but we're still getting down to business, and the three candidates they'll be debating. It'll be really the first time that people get to see how they react to questions, how they respond to questions, and they'll be able to gauge candidates from that. Lots of debates to follow. But what's at stake tonight?
Yeah, well, exactly. So they will be, and because there are only three of them in the studio compared to previous presidential debates where there might have been five or six in the studio, there is less room for them to hide. They're more under the spotlight. But I don't think they'll go into, given the early stage of the campaign, I don't think either of them or any of them will go into sort of attack mode or negative mode at this stage. But it is the first chance for the public to really see what they are about. Of course, Catherine Connolly, the Independent, has been a TD for a long time. Heather Humphreys has been a minister. I think the focus will be hugely on Jim Gavin. He is an unknown entity in terms of his politics. And it's kind of ironic in some ways, he's the celebrity candidate, but at the same time, he really does need to allow the voting public to get to know him, because people say they don't know a huge amount about him. He has to articulate why he's running for president, why he's entering politics at such a high level, as opposed to entering politics, you know, going for election to the Dáil or to the European Parliament. So I think there will be a big spotlight on Jim Gavin. And of course, he hasn't sat down for a full, let's say, newspaper interview. He's done media doorsteps, but he hasn't done an interview with this sort of length of time. This will be an hour long debate. So I think for him, the stakes will be highest.
Well,
the
other two, has he most to gain from this, Mary?
Well, you can look at it two ways. I suppose he has most to gain. You could say he's most to lose, in the sense that he can't really afford to slip up. That applies to all of them. I think he probably has most to gain, in the sense that he this will be the first time the public kind of really kind of get to see what he is about. But it also means that it's the first time that he's under intense scrutiny in this campaign. And, you know, he will have to answer sort of a lot of questions that he hasn't to this point yet had to answer.
And what about the other two candidates then?
Well, for Heather Humphreys, this, you know, she'll have to be well prepared for this, because what we've seen of her also, even though she has a long career as a minister and a TD, is that she doesn't tend to do very well under pressure. She spoke about her question put to her during her campaign launch about her husband's, you know, membership in the Orange Order. And she said, you know, that she was being asked a question about something, you know, before she got married. And she said, you know, how would you feel being answered questions like that? You know, you would feel caught off guard. So, I mean, she was kind of revealing there that she does feel caught off guard at times. So that's the difficulty for her. And also the difficulty is that she is wearing 14 years of Fine Gael in government. And how does she answer questions about Fine Gael's record in government, particularly when it comes to housing? When she went on Drive Time for the debate, she described what was happening in housing as, you know, a challenge. And Catherine Connolly criticised her for not going further in her language. So she kind of goes into ministerial mode, Heather Humphreys, when she's answering questions about the government's record. But, you know, for presidential campaign, she might need to distance herself a bit more from those government decisions. For Catherine Connolly, we've seen most of her actually throughout this campaign. She's done big newspaper interviews. She's spoken a lot of it at events, and she was the earliest in the campaign trail. So, you know, we've seen, heard and seen a lot of her. But I guess her challenge is to see if she can broaden her base beyond the left support base that she has, and some might say the more rigid left. And she has been uncompromising in many ways on her positions on various issues, particularly when she talks about Ireland's allies, the United States, even referring to France and the United Kingdom, and Ireland's allies. And she is uncompromising on her views, and that might play well with her own left base, but does she need to broaden that and be more appealing to a wider electorate if she is to get transfers and if she is to ultimately win this?
Well, the debate is on tonight on Virgin Media One. Mary Regan from the Irish Independent.